Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
President Trump addresses AI and energy at World Economic Forum, signaling potential for Campbell County. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. At the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, President Donald Trump virtually outlined his vision for meeting the growing energy demands of U.S. data centers. Addressing around 3,000 global leaders, Trump proposed leveraging existing natural gas plants and the nation's stockpiles of clean coal to power advancements in artificial intelligence and cryptocurrency technologies.
And the big problem is we need double the energy we currently have in the United States. Can you imagine? For AI to really be as big as we want to have it, because it'll be very competitive with China and others. So I'm going to give emergency declarations so that they can start building them almost immediately. I told them that what I want you to do is build your electric generating plant right next to your plant as a separate building, connect it.
In his first days in office, Trump signed a national energy emergency declaration, calling it a step towards tapping into the nation's liquid gold beneath our feet. He emphasized the importance of rapidly expanding energy infrastructure to double production and secure the U.S. as a leader in emerging technologies. The president also called for expedited approvals for AI facilities, proposing new electric plants built by private companies near existing power stations to bypass the current grid. He described coal reserves as a critical backup energy source to support the nation's tech ambitions.
Build the electric generating plant. They can fuel it with anything they want, and they may have coal as a backup. Good, clean coal. You know, if there were a problem with a pipe coming in, as an example, you're going with gas, oil or gas, and a pipe gets blown up or for some reason doesn't work, there are some companies in the U.S. that have coal sitting right by the plant so that if there's an emergency, they can go to that short-term basis and use our very clean coal. So that's something else that a lot of people didn't even know about, but nothing can destroy coal.
That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.